Margo Hall, are African American audiences going to theater more now than they did?
Oh, well, I can say over all the plays I've done, I've not seen a lot of African Americans in the audience. African American audience is in Oakland, but there's no real African American theater in Oakland. We have the Black Repertory Theater. I've only been there a couple times. I don't know what shows they do there. I'm sure they probably have a really good subscription audience. I'm just not privy to that audience. I think that when losing the Lorraine Hansberry Theater, that place on Sutter Street was really tough because we had a huge African-American subscription audience. I think that the more the theaters choose to do plays, cultural plays, not just African-American, but just any people of color plays, that they are trying to invite more audiences of color into the theaters. I'm hearing now that there is going to be a large African-American contingency coming to see Gem of the Ocean. There's a small theater group called Lower Bottom Players, which is located in Oakland at the Flight Deck. And they have done every August Wilson play over the last few years. And it's so exciting that this young company decided we're going to do August Wilson. So they've exposed, I think, a lot of the African-American community to August Wilson. Hopefully, the more Marin does these plays, the more the African-American audience will come out. We had a pretty good amount of African-Americans who came for Fences. So I'm hoping to get even more for Gem of the Ocean.
I think there's a company called Ubuntu.
Oh, yes. Yes. Great company. I'm so proud of them. Young students, graduate students from UC San Diego. Very exciting group. They're here, started their own theater company. They remind me a lot of Campo Santo, which I was a founding member of way back when. They love Marcus Gardley, and they have just really hit the scene. They're a mixed company of all different races, and I'm just so excited for that company. I look forward to their season every year.
You've also been a director.
Yes.
How do you tackle a play differently as a director than as an actor?
Well, the director is in charge of all of the elements. So you have to come in and deal with the set and the sound and the lights, and you're at the head of the boat. At the helm. And that's a whole nother type of position. It's a very exciting position, and it's also a very terrifying position. As an actor, you're playing your part. You're doing your job for that character. What I tell my students, you're playing your number. Right? You're a number 6 in this scene. You're a number 4 in this scene. You're focusing on how your character drives the play. As a director, you have to focus on how all the characters drive the play and make sure that they are playing in accordance with your vision. The director, you have to have a vision for the play. As an actor, you live within the director's vision.
Speaking of director visions, the playwright to deal with when you're trying to find a vision is, of course, Shakespeare.
Yes.
When I spoke with John Moscone, we were talking about, I guess you call it, non-traditional settings for Shakespeare. He said that it's his view that creating that non-traditional setting, 1930s Germany, whatever it might be, is basically a way for the director to find the voice of the play, and it's really not that much for the audience.
That's interesting. I could see John saying that. You know, Shakespeare, how many times are you going to do Shakespeare? I will come back to this, but I will also say that's what Daniel says about August Wilson. He's like, we've seen every August Wilson play. You're getting to the point now where you're comparing, oh, that Aunt Esther was good. Oh, did you see so-and-so do Aunt Esther? Oh, did you see in that production, they didn't have this or that. So no one is doing something new with August Wilson. And he felt like August Wilson needs to blow up off the page. How do you do that? So that's what we're doing here. So if you take that again, thinking about Shakespeare, I think how many times can you see a traditional Taming of the Shrew when there's so many possibilities to take it and put it somewhere else? Also, young people are starting to come to the theater. I mean, every generation, right. You got to invite these people in, these youngsters who now have so much in the world of technology. How do you invite them into a traditional Shakespeare play? You have to appeal to them in a way that they're going to relate. So you do switch it up a bit. You do say, let's set this in Silicon Valley. I haven't seen that yet, but it's probably coming. I think that if it's done well, then it's great. If it's not thought through, then it's not good. And luckily, the Shakespeare plays I've been in that have been in non-traditional settings have gone really well. And they've been with good directors. But you got to be careful about that stuff.
Do you ever see yourself playing King Lear?
Of course. Catherine Castellanos just played Prospero. What?
What about Mama Rose and Gypsy?
Oh, are you kidding? My sister and I, we watched that all the time growing up. It's like, I don't believe people don't watch musicals anymore. We knew every word to every song. So, of course, I'm coming up roses. Oh, yeah. Mama Gypsy, all the way.
The reason I mentioned that is that on some level, I think, you know, for musical theater, Mama Rose is the King Lear.
That's right. She's the King Lear. She's the Aunt Esther. She's all of that. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Have you ever been in a musical?
I did musicals in high school. But, I can't remember that far.
You haven't done any since you become a professional.
No. The closest I've done would be Spunk that we did at Cal Shakes. We sang a little bit. So the Bebop Baby, I sang a lot. I had to sing. So I had to work on my voice and take some lessons and kind of get back into that.
It sounds like something you would want to do, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love singing. I just don't get a lot of opportunities to do it.
Why is Margot Hall still in the Bay Area instead of L.A. or New York?
Oh, good question. I love the Bay Area. I really do. I love the community. I'm a big fish, you know. Why would I leave? I get opportunities to do plays that I may not ever get to play. I get opportunities to work with really incredible actors who I trust, who I've worked with, who I've built relationships with. I think the quality of theater here is wonderful. I think the type of art that we do here is expansive. I feel like I can say, I want to write a play with video and electronic music and stand on top of the side of a wall and someone would want to produce it. I feel very comfortable here. I never really got into LA. I visited and wanted to come back home. And New York, I have a lot of friends in New York and I love New York. And I would go to New York and do a show, but I would come back to the Bay.